in Syria crisis context, all the studies and surveys have shown that domestic violence and early marriage or forced marriage is the main issue when it comes to gender-based violence. But we also learned from our surveys and studies that the fear from sexual violence was the main cause of leaving Syria as IDPs or as refugees.
What is the impact of sexual violence, particularly rape, on the victim?
The first one is the physical consequences, which is mainly the pregnancy due to the sexual violence, the STIs, HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, but it can be also from wounds, or it can be a death due to the violence. The second category is the mental disorders, and it can be also depression, and it can lead to suicide. The third category is the social impact or social consequences, and this can be a stigma from the community or from the family, and it can lead to honor crimes.
Honor crimes are very, unfortunately, spread in Jordan. What do you do in this case with the authority, with the Jordanian authority, to limit or prevent the happening of such crimes?
Fortunately, I mean, the local authorities, they are aware of this issue, and as UNFPA and with the other UN agencies and international NGOs, we are doing some advocacy on this. Mm-hmm. But we work very closely with the Family Protection Department and with other stakeholders to address this issue. Now, the issue is not only about, I mean, preventing at the field level, but also to work at policymaking level and to involve all the stakeholders. So we are working with the government, and we are working also with the communities themselves and with the CBOs and the local NGOs to address this issue and to raise awareness about this issue among the survivors, but also among the communities and families.
What services does UNFPA offer in this context?
The services, of course, will depend on the consequences. In general, we are adopting the multi-sectoral response. So we established what we call the one-stop model or the comprehensive centers. So where we provide all kind of services. So in general, before talking about the specific services, I would talk about the necessity of applying certain principles, which are security, protection, non-judgment, respect, confidentiality, and privacy. These, we are working with all the service providers on these principles, because this is the main or the core of the response. Now, when it comes to the services, I will start with the medical services because it's often the entry point for the survivors. So the medical services go from the prevention of unwanted pregnancies, so which means providing emergency contraceptives, prevention of HIV transmission, which means providing the PEPCID, the post-exposure prophylaxis, prevention of tetanus or hepatitis, prevention of STIs, and also to provide pregnancy tests, which has a legal aspect. Mm-hmm. Now, when we finish with the pure medical services, we refer in general to the psychosocial support, which include the start of the case management, which is done by UNFPA, but also in coordination with other stakeholders like UNHCR or IMC or the governmental partners like Family Protection Department. Mm-hmm. And then we have to refer to other services for rehabilitation and also for legal services.
Finally, Dr. Sahbani, I would like you to share with us at least one story that affected you. Of course, we will not share the real name of the victim. Could you share with us a story in the scope of the Syrian conflict?
In the Syria crisis, a woman refugee who was pregnant as a consequence of rape 4 months before, And as you know, the majority of the refugees are coming from rural areas, mainly from rural Daraa and rural Damascus. Mm-hmm. So their level of knowledge about the services in Jordan is very low. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know that there are services to prevent such consequences. Mm-hmm. I mean, using the emergency contraceptive. So when she came, we found it as a case with no solution, because it has some social consequences vis-a-vis the family and the community. It has some medical impact. And what's the solution? Is abortion. Abortion is illegal and unacceptable in Jordan law. So it was really a case that affected me. And you see that you cannot provide any solution for the survivor, even if it's she's a victim at the end.